And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in and listening to the program. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic, and he's about to tell you what you'll find if you go to our charting website.
Well, Anthony and listeners, you'll find that Earshot is the National Campus Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check that out.
You can also find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to give you a feature on this show. So please contact us and we'll do an interview, play something from your newest record, and chat about what you're doing, what you're working on. Sounds like a plan, right?
And Anthony will do a jig to your song.
I will. I always do. A jig. It's a weird word. A dance. A bust a move. That's what I do.
Hoot nanny?
I'll have a hoot nanny in the booth. I like that word too. That's a pretty good one. All right. We're going to start the countdown now. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll hear from Stephen Karlik again. Brian will also have the lowdown for you. Not a lot entering the charts below the top 20, but we did have quite a few at the very beginning of the show of new albums, which is always good. It's good to see some stuff coming up from...
There is some movement. Number one is number one again this week, but we have a few movements because numbers one and two have been the same for a few weeks. Number one, two, and three were the same for a couple of weeks. So lots of movement. Some big things coming into the program. Trust has a new record out, which is at number nine. We're going to hear it in the set all the way up from 26. That's a potential number one in a couple weeks, maybe. And it's hard to say.
I trust your opinion.
I know that's a pretty popular project. Really cool record. Some pretty big debuts this week. You know, we have all kinds of those debuts there. So who knows what will happen, but...
I don't know, but I foresee that you're pretty good at predicting what'll climb the charts, so... If I was to put money on anything, I'd put money on your predictions.
All right. Well, yeah. Too many jigs and you got a hoot nanny on your hands. Let's get back into some tunes here.
Oh, my God.
At number 10, the Country Jamboree.
Is that what it is?
Today.
It's Country Jamboree. All right. Let's do it then.
All right, Tex. At number 10, up from down from number 5 is Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from the new record South. Here is I'd Have to Be a Stone, a right ditty if I ever heard one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You've changed since the first hour of the program. I don't know what happened.
First hour wasn't Hoot Nanny Hour.
It wasn't Hoot Nanny Hour. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Blackie and the Rodeo Kings at number 10 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
I took my mind off your honey and let the world go black, leaving home in a hurry. I ain't never coming back. Now all my guards are just memories, like girls I used to know. And love's a summer I lost a long time ago. I'd have to be a stone to forget you. Now I'm living like a stone. I'd have to be a stone to forget you. Now I'm living nature. I'm digging holy ground. But this pride that I'm burying, I won't stay down. I'm sending prayers to the sweetness that we used to know. Make me cold, make me hollow, make me let you go. I'd have to be a stone to forget you. Now I'm living like a stone. I'd have to be so stone cold to forget you. Now I'm living like a stone. Now I'm living like a stone.
Number 9.
Now I see me now.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Feeling Right by Warpaint from their new self-titled record at number 8, up from number 9. At number 9, up from number 26, was Trust from his new record, Joyland. You heard the title track. And at number 10, down from number 5 was Blackie and the Rodeo Kings with a track from the new record, South, called I'd Have to Be a Stone.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 10 albums now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian and I talked about this earlier, and I wanted to bring it up again because I think I want to take a couple of guesses as to what...
I want to see you guess.
As to who might be going. So, Oshaga has announced that they will announce the lineup on March 15th. Until then, you have all the time in the world to go onto their website and take a guess at some of the artists that they might have in the lineup. They've put it all into a poster. Like, I'm seeing right now a poster... and it's a poster that has Beaches. I'm going to assume that Beaches is playing. That's a band, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we've played them. I know. Okay. I also think that the Air Conditioners will be playing.
You're not very good at this.
There's an Air Conditioner.
You're being a little too literal.
The Telephones will be playing. There's a telephone booth and a picture of a telephone on the telephone booth. That's got to be something. What do you think the horses are?
Band of horses.
Is that really a band?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you're good at this too. And then there's the black bear. I don't know what the bear and the cross mean. No? Can't.
Bear cross.
I don't know. Bear cross. And then there's that out in the clouds. Anyway, I don't know. Some of them. And then, like, there's stuff down here. I bet you this means something. The little circles. There was an album. There was an album with that on the front of the album. Do you remember?
No.
We played them. Okay, so the three, sir. I'm going to look it up. We've played them on this
cut
show.
Copy?
Yes. That is it. We're going to hashtag that. So it's hashtag Oshaga 2014, and you guess. Do it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to try and guess what this all is. Yeah, churches. Oh, I know why now, because it's got the church in there. That's why people think that church is. And yeah, there's the push T. Anyway,
push
good
tea.
Times. Push a what?
Push a T.
Push a T?
It's a hip-hop artist.
Oh, well, I mean, that's... I didn't know. You go based on the assumption that I know a lot of music.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. You're mistaken. All right. We'll continue the countdown now. And coming up in just a few minutes, Stephen Karlik going to join us again. We're going to talk about some things happening in the entertainment world. But first, Brian's going to let you know what is in at number 7.
Too True to Be Good is a new track from the Dum Dum Girls. They're coming in at number 7, down from number 3 from their album, Too True.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
That was Traces by Solids. They're at number 6, up from number 18, their newest record called Blame Confusion. Before that, you heard from the Dum Dum Girls with True True to Be Good, from their newest record Too True, at number 7, down from number 3.
Hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. We're into the top 10, and we're also catching up with Stephen Karlick again in this program, chat about some entertainment news, and got some news about festivals that are coming out.
Yes, more. I know I bombarded you last week with festival announcements, but of course they keep coming. And I mean, this is sort of what people build their summers around. In Calgary at Sled Island, which this year is being curated by Bikini Kill's Kathleen Hanna, and it's an amazing festival so far. She's got St. Vincent, Touche Amore, who released their excellent album last year, Joel Plaskett Emergency, Rye, Killer Mike, Bob Mould, Earthless, and Chelsea Wolfe, among others. And of course, there's more to come from that one, but for now, that's something to look forward to. The festival happens every year in Calgary. This year, it'll happen from June 18th to 22nd.
I'm a big fan of Joel Plaskett. I really enjoy, he's a great performer, and when he's with the band, it's just an electric show. So him, along with the others that are listed, that sounds like it'll be great.
Yeah, totally. He is actually, I'm a fan of his on record, but it wasn't until I saw him live that I was really moved. That will be one of the few festivals that he'll be playing this summer, as far as I know. But that doesn't mean that Lanya Vanya won't be incredible. Lanya Vanya being St. John's music festival. And when I say St. John's, I mean St. John's, Newfoundland, not St. John in New Brunswick.
But we are going to work hard to try and get a music festival going on here.
That would be awesome. And I would hope that the lineup would be as good as Lanya Vanya's, not to incite any competition there. But this year they've got Fd Up, Snowblink, The Burning Hell, By Divine Right, Diana, Nick Ferrio and His Feelings, Monomyth, Soup Cans, and more showing up. They're all featured on the poster that's been released for the show. It's happening in April from the 24th to the 27th. And our events coordinator, Roberto, goes every year and loves it, absolutely loves it. So it's definitely one to check out, especially if you're living on the East Coast.
Huge lineups and all kinds of festivals happening across, right from west to east in Canada. So make sure you head on over to exclaim.ca and check all of that out in their news section. And now we're going to move on. You've got an album review to tell us a little bit about.
Yeah, this was a favorite of mine this month. The band is called Nothing. They're from Philadelphia, and they've got a nice shoegaze sound, very similar to bands like Slow Dive. But they're signed to Relapse Records, which is traditionally a metal label, and they have a very sort of heavy sound. Heavy meaning both sort of loud, distorted guitars, but also heavy themes. It's a very it's a gloomy record, but it also sounds sort of triumphant. The singer is Dominic Palermo, who spent 2 years lately in prison and came out, was in sort of a bad place, very depressed, moved back home to Philadelphia, found a partner, Brandon Setta, and they've been working together, and the new album is just amazing. If you get a chance, any listeners out there, the album is called Guilty of Everything, and it's by the band Nothing. You should check it out. There will be an interview with the band as well in the upcoming issue of Exclaim, which will be out this coming Tuesday.
All right, well, without further ado, we'll kick it to your song pick of the week. And as always, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Of course. This week it was difficult. I wanted to play the new White Lung song, but I think everyone's got to hear Owen Pallett's new single from his forthcoming record. The record's out May 13th. The song is called On a Path, and you're about to hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Dig, dig for silver in the name of keeping the order. Silver is nothing more than the displacement of water. It's a trick of the light on the face of your daughter and or your son. The rising tide of intellect, your room a holy mess. Of the dispossessed, your room a holy mess. You You say you'll never go home, but the truth is you never left it. At the top of the canyon, we look down at what can be created.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
You let me see. Number four.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Broken Bells. They have a new record out called After the Disco, and they're sitting still at number 4 with a track called Holding On for Life. You also heard You'll Be Lonely by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. They're at number 5 this week, down from number 2, and that's from their new record, Give the People What They Want.
All right, we're going to take a break from the countdown and bring you a segment that we do every week, and it is taking a look at some of the things that are charting on the, or debuting on the charts rather, but below the top 20. We call this,
it's the lowdown on the Airshot 20.
Dreamer is the new EP from Vancouver-based singer-songwriter Jody Glenham, recorded December 2012 at Los Angeles Red Rockets Glare Studio, and it debuts at number 48. At number 38, multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter Annie Clark releases her fourth St. Vincent album, this time a self-titled record of experimental indie pop produced by John Congleton. Toronto native Prince Perry Gladstone releases new ska reggae record Here Tomorrow Gone Today, which comes in at number 35. At number 31, following 2 years of EPs and demos, Halifax's Nap Eyes released their first LP, Wine of the Mystic. At number 30, Los Angeles garage rock band Together Pangea released their third album entitled Battle Ack. And at number 25 is Close to the Glass, the eighth album since their 1989 formation from a German electronic post-rock quartet, the Nautwist.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for that, Brian. And we will continue the countdown now with only 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And another countdown is done. In at number 3 this week, Brian's going to let you know.
You're going to hear from the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra. They're at number 3 up from number 8. Their newest record, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything. Here's a track called Take Away These Early Grave Blues.
Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
I'm doing something, that's it. And I suppose other people think of it like that, but I don't. Well, I don't know why they think of it like that, but it's just they got closed minds, that's all.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wife is really made from all these things. I walked in town on silver spurs that jingle.
In Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 1.
I'm watching the tide sitting in the sand, waiting for the sound to arrive, creeping behind the mountain. Holy water has nothing on this, and the world will go on when I cease to exist. Every wave that breaks is a second.
It's the Earshot 20.
That is a track called Needles by the Pack AD. They sit still at number one this week with their newest album, Do Not Engage. You heard from Kurt Apirat at number two from the album Trauma, and a track called Summer Wine, and from the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra at number three. Up for number eight, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything, a track called Take Away These Early Grave Blues.
That does it for us and another countdown this week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. We're on the air every week, Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send this show out. We record, broadcast, send it out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also find it on radioforall.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Stick around for more great programming on the way after this. The Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20 at gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.